Hallelujah. Good morning, brother and sister. May peace be with you all.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。愿神的平安与大家同在。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is the reflection from the financial tsunami.
今天早上我们要用金融风暴的形式来跟大家互相勉励。
You can hardly believe that only a few months ago that the world is still filled with optimism.
大家可以想象，几个月前，全世界都对这个经济都还是非常乐观的。
People are celebrating the Olympics.
那么大家都还在暑假庆祝北京的奥林匹克运动会。
Enjoying the world economy is really hot and very developing.
那大家都看好未来这个世界的经济全面的正面发展。
The oil prices were skyrock high.
那个时候大家都看到了油价是天高。
Canadian economy are driven by natural resources price. That's why the economy is very hot. Was very hot.
当时的加币也因为加拿大的资产丰富呢，使得加拿大经济也随即升高。
Last year this time, all the prices of the stock go so high. Whatever you buy, you gain.
那么去年这个此时，凡是买股票的人，在这个时候都真的是大赚钱了。
No matter what kind of stock.
不论你买什么样的股票。
Only a few months ago, the house prices are still very high. The market is so hot.
几个月前，我们不是也看到了本地的房屋地产总是大家觉得说跟不上那个价钱，因为价钱太好了。
Those who own a house will be so happy. Every month, people give you an offer. People, the realtor will knock your door and say, "Hey, sell the house now. It's worth so much."
凡是有地产有房子的人，大家都非常的开心，因为总是有人问你，你要不要卖房子啊
？But only a few months.
但是几个月之后
，and we can see everything.Come to an end, and just like going to a down free fall.
我们看到刚才我们所上述所有的情况呢，在这个时候全面的下降。
Everything we talk about was hot and become cold and decreasing now.
刚才我们提到的所谓的正面、所谓的热潮，在今天我们所看到全部变冷了。
Stock prices plummet.
首先，我们看到股票下跌。
Price of home plummet.
我们看到了房价下跌。
Energy prices go down.
我们看到能源的这些产量也通通都下跌。
Difficult to get credit.
我们看到了许多人的这个信用有了问题。
And suddenly the economy going through a deep winter.
好像突然间整个经济进入了寒冬一样。
At the beginning, we only think that oh, it's the U.S. It's nothing to do with us, Canada. We are still strong.
刚开始我们大家觉得说啊，这跟美国有关了，加拿大在这边应该不会有什么影响才对。
Only a few months now, we can feel the pain.
但是几个月之后，我们看看我们在加拿大的人也感觉到那样的痛了。
You open a newspaper every day, talk about economy, economy, economy.
今天我们翻开报纸，每一页每一版都是在讲经济危机，经济又怎么了
？You hear people say lay off, lay off, lay off.
或是我们看到呢，工作不保了，又在裁员了。
Oh, stock go down, go down, go down.
或是看到了股票一路往下跌，跌不停了。
It seems that suddenly we are the whole society are in a very negative mood, because we are in a so-called financial crisis or tsunami.
好像突然间一夜之间呢，整个全球的经济呢，就好像进入了大风暴、大海啸一样。
People from being very happy few months ago or one year ago, they become very nervous and very worried.
几个月前非常开心的人，今天我们看到每个人脸上都是愁眉苦脸，因为担心自己的经济了。
Because in the past, people having a lot of assets, the price was high, but now go down so much.
过去很多有人有很多资产在手边的人，今天这些资产也许都不值钱了。
Those who have a job and maybe now the job is not very secure or even got laid off recently.
过去有很多很高薪的职位，今天也许都不存在了，甚至有人没工作了。
And this transformed into worries in people's hearts.
那么这个转变到进入到每一个人的心里面去。
Some people are so worried, even affect the sleep.
有的人因为担心到晚上睡不着。
Some people, the family having tensions.
有的人因为家庭造成很紧张的局面。
Some people having a problem in the health because of all these worry and pressures.
有的人因为这样的紧张开始影响身体健康了。
So this become a very serious issue in our society today.
所以种种我们看到上述的一切，因为经济所带来社会的问题。
Now today we look at it from a spiritual perspective.
今天我们要从属灵的观点来看这样的问题。
What is it all about?
那么这到底是发生了什么事
？Why will this kind of thing happen?
为什么这样的事情会发生在今天的世界上
？We can look at it from a few perspectives.
我们从几个观点来观察。
The first perspective.
首先
，This kind of thing shall come because everything have its time.
这样事情绝对会有它来到的时间，因为每一样时间都有它的定期，每一样事情都有它的定期。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
我们先请看《传道书》第三章
，Chapter 3, verse 1。
《传道书》第三章第一节， 传道书第三章第一节，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
Here tell us everything have its time.
这里很明确告诉我们，凡事都有定期。
Because everything shall happen according to its proper time.
因为每一件事情都会按照它所固定的时间来发生。
Verse two.
第二节，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
Here tell us just like there's a time to be born and then there'll be time to be die.
这里告诉我们很清楚的，生有时，死有时。
A time you put the seed on the soil, but it's the time you uproot it.
在栽种的时候也有它的时期，拔出来的时候也有它的时间。
So economy is the same.
今天我们看经济也是这样。
There's a time for the economy to be prosperous.
我们看到在那个时候经济就一定会上扬。
But everything will go up, will certainly go down.
但是凡是上扬的有一天在一个时间点它一定会下来。
Just like everything who can live will die one day.
就好像凡是生的有一天一定会死。
Just like the weather now is, in the past it was summer, but now we'll enter in the winter.
就好像过去我们享受了夏天一样，今天我们已经来到冬天了。
So, this is the time of everything.
所以每一样事情，每一样时节都有它的定时。
It's a cycle.
因为这就是一个循环。
You cannot avoid it.
这样的循环我们没有办法打破的。
This is the fact in the society, in the world.
那么这就是整个世界上的一个事实存在的现象。
But if you look at the news, it will tell you that this financial crisis actually is not so conventional.
那么这样的经济危机在新闻里面我们都听到了，这不是一个传统性的经济危机。
Because we know that all the economic theory was failed to predict this kind of very heavy financial crisis.
因为在过去所有经济学家所预测世界会走向哪个方向，在今天全部是错的。
Most economic theory doesn't work.
也就是说
in this scenario.
也就是所谓的经济学家呢，没有办法利用他们所学的来预测未来世界到底会发展成什么样子。
But what was the root of this tsunami?
但是这个根本的问题在哪里？
Not only is because of time.
并不只是单单说时期定期到了，时间到了。
But actually, it originated from the greed, from the greediness of human being.
也就是这个问题，这个、根本就是因为人的贪心。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
我们请看新约提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6,
提摩太前书的第六章
verse 9 to 10.
提摩太前书第六章第九节到第十节。第九节，但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。第十节，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，又用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Here the Bible tells us the root of all evil are greediness.
在这里说，万恶之根就是贪财。
Now look at this financial crisis. Where it's come from?
我们看看这个所谓的金融危机从哪来的。
The whole global financial crisis.
这个全球金融危机到底怎么回事了
？Actually, from 1 year ago.
大概在一年多前。
From U.S. the subprime crisis.
那么从美国所谓的房次贷。的问题开始
，It spread to the whole world.
那么，因为这样的问题开始蔓延到全世界。
But at the beginning, it's only from the U.S.
在刚开始的时候，我们看到这个问题点从美国开始。
Now why?
为什么
？What is the subprime crisis?
那所谓的房贷次级贷款到底是怎么回事
？You don't have to be a PhD to understand this.
我们不需要学到很高的经济学家才了解这件事。
If you know the Bible, we understand why it happened.
如果我们知道圣经的道理，我们就知道到底发生什么事。
Because people are greedy.
原因就是因为人贪财。
Why?
为什么
？Because people in the market, they think that oh, I borrow money to buy houses.
今天人就是因为觉得说，那我要借钱买房。
They think that I'll even though I cannot afford a house, but I'll buy it.
就算我没办法供得起一栋房子，但是我还是得要买一个房子。
Because after a few years, the house prices will double.
因为在几年之后，大家都预计这个房子会加倍成长。
And then I sell it.
那个时候我把它卖了。
Even though I don't have the money to pay mortgage, but I'll still earn money.
那个时候虽然我没有办法还债的钱，还没有办法还，但是因为这样赚钱，所以我有钱了。
So the buyer are greedy.
所以我们可以看到说
buyer were greedy,
我们看到说买房的人都是为了这笔钱财来贪心的。
But the bankers, the company, the financial institution also greedy.
但是我们看到借钱的这些银行呢，他们也贪财。
These people are not supposed to get a loan.
换句话说，要来贷款的人是不能够合格被贷款的。
They have no job.
他们没有工作。
Not good income.
他们没有固定的收入。
Cannot give the loan to him.
当然不能借钱给这些人了。
But because I'm greedy.
但是因为这些做银行的人也贪心了。
I lend to you.
我就借给你
I'll repackage it
那么我就重新包装了
Go to the Wall Street
然后到达华尔街上面
sell to the people，
然后在华尔街上再卖给别人
earn big money，
然后更赚更多的钱
also greediness。
那么这也是因为贪心而来。
And then
再来呢
of course the investor in the market。
那么看看这个在所谓的股票市场上面投资者
wow I invest in this kind of derivatives。
那么他们就觉得说哎，投资这样的东西呢不错
wow the buy buy buy，
所以他们就买了又买。
Yes for the few years it works。
当然几年的当中呢看起来似乎是蛮好的生财之道。
Everything cover up.
因为每一样东西都被好好的包装起来的。
The house prices cover up.
因为呢物价上涨了。物价上涨。
The house prices.
所以房价上涨。
Everything go well.
每一个事情都非常的官官相连都连得很好。
The greediness keep going on.
我们就看到这个贪财之心就越来越大了。
Become bigger and bigger.
而且越长越大。
Until one day it burst.
只有到一天真的是破掉了。
Start to spread to the whole world.
那这个一破以后呢，开始影响整个世界。
Just like the Bible tells us.
就好像圣经里面这边很简单告诉我们。
The greediness is the root of all evil.
贪财是万恶之根。
Of course, we need money to survive.
当然，我们需要钱来生活。
But if people become too greedy for money,
但是如果人因为钱而起了贪心
，the greed become too much.
那么这个贪财之心呢，就会长大。
And then the Bible tells us, greed of money will lead you astray. To don't walk the conventional, the right path, and walk to the crooked path.
那么这边告诉我们说，因为贪财之心呢，就会使人引诱离了正道呢，快去想歪道了。
And then we'll inflict a lot of worries and trouble to himself.
那么在最后呢，就会有许多的愁苦呢，跑到这个人的心里。
So we know this is not ordinary crisis.
我们都知道这个不是所谓的传统经济危机了。
But the problem are from the greed of human being.
因为真正的问题出自于人内心的贪心之恋。
This is a Chinese saying, very correct.
那么有一个中国人这么说。
贪字变成盆 ,greediness, overcome, overdo it, become a poverty.
我们看到贪如果再稍微修改一下就变成贫了。
It's true.
真的是这样子。
People are suffering now.
我们可以看到很多人不就因为这样在贫穷当中过活了。
Even though those who do not directly invest get the whole society, the economy go down, also get hurt.
我们看到有些人也许没有直接正面的投资，但是也因为社会世界这样子也相受到牵连了。
Now the third level we can discuss it.
第三个部分我们来看。
This kind of thing will happen.
这样的事情当然会发生了。
Because God in control of the history.
因为神是控制整个历史。
God knows people are greedy.
神知道人贪财啊。
Okay, allow this to happen.
所以让这样的事情因此而演变出来。
Only to let his people know.
只有让我们知道。
Christian will know.
让基督徒知道。
This world, even though was so prosperous.
虽然这个世界看起来好像非常的腾达发展。
But in a very short time.
但是在短期之内。
Everything can change.
每一件事情可以立刻改变。
Of course, this is not the end of the world.
当然这个是我们不是谈世界末日了。
The economy shall certainly recover.
因为经济总是有回复的时候。
Maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years time from now, nobody forget about the pain.
那么也许一年、两年、三年之后呢，大家就开始忘记这过去这发生的种种事情了。
People still go crazy on the stock, on house prices, on this and that.
也许这个巡回又回来了，每个人又开始买房、买地产了。
But there will be one time in the Bible tell us.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，就会最后会有这么一次。
The big, the great Babylon shall be fallen.
也就是这个大巴比伦国最后会落寞败坏。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
我们请看启示录。
Chapter 17.
启示录第十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
启示录第十七章。
Verse 3-6.
启示录第十七章三到六节。十七章第三到六节，我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头十脚。遍体有亵渎的名号。第四节，那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰，手拿金杯，杯中盛满了可憎之物，就是她淫乱的污秽。第五节，在她额上有名写着说：奥秘在大巴比伦，做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。第六节，我又看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血。和为耶稣做见证之人的血，我看见他就大大的稀奇。
Now here tell us at the end, then John the apostle John saw a vision.
我们这边看到了使徒约翰呢看到了一个异象。
He was moved by the Holy Spirit, and an angel brought him to the wilderness.
他被圣灵所感动之后呢，天使带他到旷野去。
He saw a woman riding on a red beast.
这边看到他看到了，也就是一个女人骑在一只兽上，朱红色的兽上。
And this beast have 7 heads and 10 horns.
这个兽呢，形容是这样的，有七头十脚。
Wow, and that beast and that woman was so dressing in purple and red and beautiful gold and silver and all the things which is precious.
那么再下来，他看到这个女人呢，穿戴非常的美丽，而且是金银珠宝戴满了。
Wow, and then he has the woman has power and she has so filthy, so dirty.
那么在这边看到了这个女人是带有权力的，而且是非常，而且是充满可憎之物的。
And on her head written, "Oh, mystery, the great Babylon."
好，这个时候看到她的额头上面写了大巴比伦。
So what is this all about?
这到底形容什么呢？
Of course, the woman represents the adulterous woman represent the world.
这边说到了这所谓这里坐上这个女人淫妇呢，也就是代表了这个世界。
Represent the sinful world.
代表了这个罪恶的世界。
Represent Babylon. Babylon was a very high civilization in the ancient past.
在过去呢，这里形容所谓大巴比伦，巴比伦国在过去是一个非常高文明的城市。
Very developed in economy.
那么在经济上完全的发展。
Very developed in culture.
也在文化上有高度的文化。
However,
但是呢
，Babylon was full of sin.
但是大巴比伦是充满了所有的罪恶。
So God destroyed them later.
因此神的愤怒及打败了他们。
So this world, if you look at the outside, is very beautiful.
所以我们今天看全世界似乎看起来很美丽。
Lots of gold, lots of silver, lots of precious stones.
有许多的金银珠宝装饰的这个世界。
Just like holding the cup of gold.
那么就好像一个女人拿着金杯一样。
But actually, if you look at deep inside.
但是我们看看这个杯中之物呢
？It's dirty.
是可憎的事啊。
In God's eyes.
在神的眼里面，这装的是可憎之事。
The whole sinful world is just like Babylon.
这个犯罪的世界呢，就好像一个大巴比伦国一样。
And at the end, this sinful world will persecute Christians so much.
那么在最后呢，这个大巴比伦这个世界呢，将要逼迫这个圣徒。
He'll drink even our blood.
那么甚至要喝圣徒的血。
So we will face great persecution.
因此，在最后的时候，我们要面对大的逼迫。
But God will come.
但是这个时候神要来了。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 1 to 3.
我们请看十八章第一节到第三节。十八章第一节，此后我看见另有一位大权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。”第三节，因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王和他行淫，地上的商客因他奢华太过就发了财。
Here tell us in the great Babylon, this great Babylon was so developed, so prosperous.
在这边说到了这个巴比伦大城真的是发展的非常好啊。
The business people are so indulging themselves in kind of enjoyment and sinful pleasure.
那么在这个地方说到了这地上的商客呢，也因为这个大巴比伦国呢，也充满也享奢华宴乐了。
Full of filthiness.
而且是充满污秽之事。
But at the end.
但最后了。
Verse 1 tells us, a mighty angel who is Lord Jesus Christ.
最后呢，这第一节告诉我们说，有一个大权柄的天使来了。
Who is Jesus Christ?
也就是耶稣基督
will bring judgment to this great Babylon.
这个耶稣基督呢，将会带着审判来审判这个巴比伦。
But before that, what will happen?
在这之前要发生什么事
？Verse four.
第四节，他又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。”
Now, this is God's message to Christian to us.
这句话是告诉我们属神的人的一个很大的讯息。
As I said, the economy will recover.
就好像我说的，经济也许就会复原了。
We'll come back and be more and more prosperous.
有一天，也许比现在发展的更加的蓬勃。
The economy shall get even more prosperous toward the end time.
那么，也许到经济到世界末了的时候，会更加的蓬勃发展。
People only think about money.
那个时候，人可能满脑子都是钱了。
Only think about enjoyment.
满脑子都是享乐了。
And how to commit more sin using that money?
那么，如何使用他们所赚来的钱犯更多的罪？这都是人所想的。
And Christians will live a very tough life in this midst.
在那个时候，基督徒将要过得非常困难的生活。
But Jesus will give us one message.
但是主耶稣基督在这边给告诉我们一个很大的讯息。
Verse four.
第四节。
He heard there's a message from heaven.
他说：“我听见有一个声音从天上来。
My people.
我的民啊。
Come out of that city.
你要从那城出来。
So that you will not be condemned with it.
因此我们就不会跟他一同受罪。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
Does it mean we should all leave Vancouver and go to the wilderness?
是不是我们都要离开这个温哥华市呢？ 住到旷野啊。
No.
不是这个意思了。
But leave this city means we shall not be affected by the sin of the city.
离开这个城，也就是说我们基督徒不要受这个罪恶之城的罪恶影响。
City always have higher crime rate.
城市里面总是充满了许多罪恶污秽之事。
City are full of bad people, robbers and all the drug traffickers and all the bad people.
我们看到越大越繁荣的城市呢，就越多的犯罪行为。
When I went to Africa,
我到非洲的时候
，I went to the village.
到非洲的乡下
，There's not even a pub.
我们看不到任何的所谓的酒吧了。
There's no cinema.
也没有任何的电影院了。
There's no nightclub.
也没有所谓的所谓的夜总会了。
After sunset,
太阳下山之后呢
？Everybody go home.
每个人都回家的。
Just sleep.
那么回家就睡觉。
There's nowhere you can go in village.
换句话，在那样的地方呢，你没地方可以去了。
There's no light life.
没有所谓的夜生活了。
But in city,
但在城市呢
？There's a cause. There's so-called the city never sleep, right?
我们看到说，现在城市是一个不夜城啊。
The later, the more activity in the city.
越晚越夜呢，是越有兴奋之事。
So according to the Bible, towards the end of the world could even get more and more prosperous.
所以我们看到来到世界末了的时候呢，这个整个世界会越来越发展、越蓬勃的样子。
When people get money, people got prosperous. They will not think about their soul.
当人有了钱以后呢，将不会再考虑自己的灵魂以后怎么办。
When people get money, they think about how to spend it.
当他有了钱，他就想怎么花
，and commit more sin，
那么就会犯更多的罪。
But God tell us，
但是神告诉我们
，His people，
他的民
，You and me，
也就是你跟我了
，Leave the city，
要离开这个城啊。
Don't learn from the evil practice，
不要在这个城里面学这个城里面所做的事。
So that they will not， so that we will not be condemned，
因此我们就不会一同受罪。
Now let's turn to verse 7。
我们请看第七节，
verse 6，
第六节，他怎样待人，也要怎样待他。按他所行的加倍的报应他，用他调的酒加倍的调给他喝。第七节，他怎样荣耀自己，怎样奢华，也当叫他怎样痛苦悲哀。因他心里说：“我坐了皇后的位，并不是寡妇，绝不至于悲哀。”
This is to describe the world at the end time will not listen to the warning of God.
在这个时候，也就形容世界到末了的时候，整个世界不会去听神的警告。
Yes, the Bible tells us the end time is coming.
是的，圣经告诉我们，提醒我们，世界末了到了。
God will judge the world.
神会，耶稣会来审判世界的。
But the great Babylon have no interest in hearing all these things.
但这个大巴比伦城对这样的讯息完全不感兴趣。
They say, "We will not be suffering."
因为他们说，我绝对不至于悲伤的。
We will not become a widow.
我也不会变成寡妇的。
I'm a queen.
因为我已经是皇后了。
This adulterous woman who represents me in Babylon, saying, "I'm a queen now."
这个淫妇代表的大巴比伦城说，我已经是坐在王后上的王位了。
I will not become a widow.
我不会是一个寡妇的。
I will never die.
因为我不至于死的。
This world will continue.
这个世界会继续它的发展。
But look at what Jesus said. What the Bible said.
但是圣经告诉我们什么
？Verse 8.
第八节，所以在一天之内，他的灾殃要一起来到，就是死亡、悲哀、饥荒。他又要被火烧尽了，因为审判他的主神大有能力。
This is to tell us the power of God.
这里告诉我们，神是大有能力。
Within one day,
就在一天之内。
Within one day could be only 1 hour, 1 minute.
这一天可能是一分钟、一个小时、一夜之间。
The calamity will come.
那么这样的灾殃会一起来到。
Now, here tell us the calamities. This means so many of them will come together.
这里告诉我们的灾殃不是一个哦，是一起哦。
Now we only have one crisis, so called.
现在我们看到了所谓金融危机就一个危机哦。
That means people investment are suffering, people money getting less.
换句话，现在是因为人所投资的钱没有回报了，所以生活困难了。
But still people get food.
但是我们还是能够吃。
Still government get money to subsidize us.
我们看到政府还是有钱来能够救济这些百姓。
But at the end time.
但最后呢
？God will finish the world within one day.
那么神会在一天之内呢，能把这个世界全部给消灭
？Death.
死亡。
Wow, many death.
死亡会增多的。
Maybe due to the wars.
也许因为战争。
Crimes.
我们看到有悲哀啊。
Famines.
有饥荒啊。
All this calamity when one day will come.
那么刚才所说的所有的这些灾殃会一起来到。
And the whole world shall be burned.
然后呢，最后要被火烧尽。
And the law of judgment shall come in might.
那么这时候审判的主呢，会带着他的大能力来审判。
And they'll cry.
那么每个人都哭了。
Verse 9.
第九节，地上的君王素来与他行营，一同奢华的看见烧他的烟，就必为他哭泣哀嚎啊。
The burning is so much that everything is going to smoke.
那么每个人会看到他，也就这个大巴比伦呢，真的 被火烧烧了。
Today, if we see our house in fire, of course we'll cry.
今天我们看到一个房屋失火了，不是也是难过吗？
Because if you see the whole world is burning, of course people will cry.
如果我们看到整个世界都因为这样的灾殃烧了，我们更难过了。
Verse 10.
第十节，因怕他痛苦，就远远的站着说：“哀哉，哀哉，巴比伦大城，坚固的城啊！一时之间，你的刑罚就来到了。”
Wow. Here, only in within a moment.The punishment to Babylon has come.
这里告诉我们，那个时间之短，只是一时之间，刑罚就来。
Verse 11.
十一节，地上的商客都为他哀哭悲哀，哭泣悲哀，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。
Verse 12.
十二节，这货物就是金银、宝石、珍珠、细麻布、紫布、紫色料、绸子、朱色、朱红色料、各样香木、各样牙象牙的器皿、各样极宝贵的木头和铜铁。汉白玉的器皿，
十
三节，并肉桂、豆蔻、香料、香膏、乳香、油、酒、油、细面、麦子、牛羊、车马和奴仆人口。
He will tell us when that moment come.
这边说到那一刻来临的时候
，Nobody will buy the commodities, the goods from the merchants in Babylon.
十二节、十三节所说到这些种种的物资资源呢，在大巴比伦城没人要买了。
Can you imagine when there is a pond, that nobody will buy anything?
我们可不可以想象这个世界来到一个时间点了，没有人要买这些东西了
？Why the economy will go down?
那么这个时候我们能够再谈经济吗
？Why the economy will go down?、
为什么经济会往下走呢
？Because people are not spending money.
经济往下走最主要的原因是消费者不再消费了。
The whole economy is sustained by consumer.
因为整个经济都是由消费者的消费来支持。
People still have money, but don't want to spend it.
今天人有钱不花钱了
That's why economy go down.
那么经济当然起不了了
But there's one day
今天有一天了
Nobody will buy anything at all
这个时候严重到没有人要买这些东西了
Because the world has come to an end
因为这个时候已经是世界的末了
Everything is burning
每一样东西都已经是焚烧了
Here talk about there's a different kind of products
这边告诉我们许许多多不一样的物品
From the luxurious item like gold and silver or the precious gemstones
那么来从最高级最奢华的比如金银财宝了
To the commodity like wood or ivory or other precious wood
啊，然后再来看到所谓资源性的物品木头啦，铜啊，铁啊，锡啊。
And verse 10, to daily food, daily product.
十三节正更谈到了我们每天的必需用品食物。
Nobody will buy.
这些东西没人要买。
This is the prophecy in the Bible.
那么这是圣经的预言。
One day that will happen.
有一天这两节当然会发生。
Of course, if we tell the people this to the world, nobody will believe.
如果今天我们拿这两节告诉全世界人，没有人要相信的。
But the Bible has proven right.
但是圣经总是对的。
All the prophecy in the Bible in the past has been fulfilled.
因为在过去圣经中所预言的都渐渐实现了。
Now there's only one. This is the end time.
只剩下一样，也就是世界末了还未实现。
And、that one shall be fulfilled.
那么这个也因为这样子要实现
了。We don't know when.
我们不知道什么时候。
So what did this financial crisis tell us?
所以这个所谓的金融危机提给我们什么样的提醒
？Within a few months.
只是在几个月当中。
Things can change so much.
可以很多事情都会改变的。
God has the power.
因为神是大能力的神。
God has the power because history is in His hand.
神是有大能力的，能够控制整个历史。
So we have to be ready.
所以我们必须要准备好咯。
We have to come out of the city, even though we are living in the city.
我们准备好就是要我们能够出这城，虽然我们住在这城里面。
Physically, we are in the city.
虽然我们是身体住在这里
，But our mind shall not be in the city.
但是我们的心怀意念不可以在这个城市里。
Our mind shall be in heaven.
我们的心怀意念必须要在天才行。
Our mind shall be in the kingdom of God.
我们的心怀意念必须要在天国才行。
So this is very important.
所以这很重要的了。
If our mind is in the city,
如果我们的心在这儿
，in the city,
在城市里的话
，just like Lot's wife.
那么就好像罗德的太太了
，Angel is going to destroy the city.
那么天使要毁灭这两个城
Sodom and Gomorrah
那么索多玛和俄摩拉
Rescue Angel rescue Lot and his whole family
那么天使呢来救罗德和他的全家
His son-in-law didn't want to go out
他的所谓的女婿呢不愿意走
You must be joking
他说你开玩笑怎么会有这种
事 Okay you don't go we go
你不走的话我们走
But Angel told Lot and his family
但是天使告诉罗德全家
Don't turn back
不要回头看
you Turn back you become a stone
一旦回头，你就会变成石柱了。
They left the city.
那他们真的走了。
The fire came down.
火下来了。
But what is Lot's wife doing?
但是他的罗德的太太做了什么事
？My money inside.
他想到我的钱还在里面。
My investment.
我的投资。
My house.
我的房子。
My store.
我的所有的东西都还在里耶。
Wow. let me look back.
我看看，回头看看到底怎么事了。
Immediately became a stone.
立刻，她一回头，她就变成了石柱，岩柱了。
Because her heart was still in the city.
因为她的心还留在那焚烧的城市里。
Even though physically she has left, but her heart is still there.
虽然她的身体已经被天使拉出来了，但是她的心还埋在里面了。
Today, are we like lost wife?
今天我们是不是也像罗德的太太一样
？Yes, we maybe suffer a little bit. We lose some money. We lose a job in this situation.
也许我们因为这样的金融危机，也受到多多少少受到了一些影响。
But things will recover.
但是这些事情都会被复原的。
But the most important thing is.
但是重点是
，Where is our heart?
我们的心在哪里
？Is your heart in the city?
我们的心是不是在这个城里
？Now, how can we face this crisis? Now we know that people are having lots of pressure, but how do we face it?
今天我们谈到金融危机，很多人都没有办法去面对。那我们怎么面对呢
？The first, we'll share a few points.
我们跟大家分享几点了。
First,
首先
，We must face the crisis with strong faith.From God.
我们必须从神那里得到好的信心来面对这样的危机。
This is a crisis.
是的，这是危机。
Life is tough.
我们都知道生活不易啊。
Especially in Vancouver.
特别是在温哥华地区。
Now, during this time.
尤其在这个时候。
Whoever have a job will worry when is the layoff coming.
有工作的人呢，都在担心什么时候会裁员。
Because every day is new is layoff, layoff.
因为我们看到新闻一打开，各个公司都在裁员。
Or hiring freeze.
或是所谓的人力冻结
，We're not hire any more new people。
也就是说，不再请人了。
Every day, those who are having a job, we worry if the big boss come in, what will he say?
所以每一天有工作人就担心哪一天被裁掉。
That's why some people even having a job。
所以就算有工作的人
，When they go home and think about things in a dream and think about the big envelope。
所以当他在回家的时候呢，可能在梦里面梦到他收到一个大信封。
A lot of stress。
那么我们可以看到那个压力是多么的大。
What happened if I lose my job?
大家都会想说，如果我丢了工作怎么办呢
？Who will feed the family?
那么怎么样去维持这个生活，这个家庭
？And of course, those who have no job will also worry.
当然，没工作的人更担心了。
Or those who are looking for a job will very worry.
那么找工作的人也更烦恼了。
We think about, wow, time is so tough. How can I get a living? How can I get a job?
因为打开消息都告诉我说，我到哪里去找吃的，哪里去生活、啊、
？So those who have a job or not have a job or looking for a job.Also very worrying.
所以不论是有工作没工作找工作的人都担心了
But what did the Bible tell us?
圣经告诉我们什么呢
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们请看马太福音第六章
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章
Verse 27.
马太福音第六章27节你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
28节
何必为衣裳忧虑呢你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来它也不劳苦也不纺线
First, Lord Jesus tell us here.
主耶稣在这边告诉我们
Yes, we will worry.
是的我们都会忧虑的
But we have to tell ourselves.
但是我们必须自己告诉自己
Will your worry improve anything at all?
我们这样的忧虑是不是能够帮上我们的忙呢
If every day you think about it.
如果每一天这么想
groaning and sighing.
我们会觉得说
叹气，
会每天都觉得叹气的。
Worry, worry until you cannot sleep.
因为我们这样的忧虑，甚至睡不着了。
Will worry help you to gain a single minute in your life?
但是这样的忧虑，圣经告诉我们，是不是能够在我们的寿数上加一刻呢
？And in the same way, will worry helping you retain your job?
同样的，每天的这样的忧虑，是不是能够帮你找工作呢？
Or retain your job,
或是保留你的工作呢
？Will the boss look at you? Because you're so worried. Okay, I don't fire you.
我们看老板会不会因为你脸上愁眉苦脸，所以就把你留下来
？Maybe he will fire you even more faster.
也许看到你愁眉苦脸，就首先把你裁掉。
Because you don't look good, you cannot do well.
因为你整脸看起来就不怎么样想做事的样子。
Okay, fire you first.
所以先把你裁掉。
Maybe, so you never know. By worrying cannot help anything.
所以总而言之，这里告诉我们，忧虑帮不了我们什么忙的。
But what can we do?
那我们做什么
？Here Jesus tell us.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Verse 26.
26节，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗
？Now here tell us doesn't mean Jesus tell us don't go to work.
主耶稣用这一节不是告诉我们说大家都不要工作喽
？So the young people, don't quote this verse to your parents.
所以说年轻人不要拿这一节告诉你的父母亲啦、啊。
Say, Mom and Dad, I don't want to go to get a job because Jesus said the heavenly Father will feed you.
啊，不要说妈妈，因为圣经告诉我这一节，所以我不用做事。
Here tell us.
这里告诉我们什么
？Heavenly Father will feed the birds.
我们的天父会看这鸟。
And you are more precious than the bird.
那么今天我们比起飞鸟呢是更宝贵。
That's why Heavenly Father will also feed you.
换句话就是说，我们的天父也会养活我们。
If you work hard.
如果我们努力工作。
If you try your best.
如果我们尽力了。
Even though temporary, you are facing trouble or suffering or losing your job.
也许因为这样的金融危机，很短暂的我们遇到了生活上的困难。
Heavenly Father will feed you. You have to have this faith.
但是这个圣经这里告诉我们，我们的天父告诉我们说，他会养活我们。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 37.
我们请看诗篇37篇。
Psalm 37.
诗篇的第37篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇第37篇。
Verse 23.
诗篇第37篇的第23节，一人的脚步被神立定，他的道路神也喜爱。
24.
第24节，他虽失脚，也不至于全身扑倒，因为神用手搀扶他。
25.
第25节，我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过一人背弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
Verse 25 is very important.
25节非常重要。
From my youth to my old time, now I'm an old man now when he wrote this.
当这个写诗的大卫这个时候已经是年老了，他说：“从小到现在
，I never see a righteous man have the beg for food。”
他说：“我未见过一人被弃啊。”Sometimes
we see the beggar on the street。
有时候我们看到路上讨饭的、要饭的
，very pitiful, right？
觉得说他很可怜啊。But
according to the Bible，
但是圣经告诉我们
，If you are the righteous one，
如果我们是一个义人
，God will never let you go to the pond begging for food。
神不会让我们沦落到街上去乞讨。
Never will happen.
不会发生的。
Maybe temporary life is tough, but will not get so lacking.
也许在现在生活里面，因为这样的危机，使得我们有生活上的困难了，但是不会缺乏。
When I first came to Kenya,
当我第一次到肯亚。
Kenya at that time the economy was very bad about 10 years ago.
10年前我到肯亚的时候，肯亚其实经济非常糟糕。
There was a church brother newly converted to True Jesus Church.
有这么一个弟兄呢，刚刚信主而已。
Around 35 years old, around 30 something.
他大概30出头岁吧。
He was educated in Germany.
那么他在德国受了教育哦。
Go back to Kenya, no job.
所以回到肯亚以后呢，当然找不到工作。
But he recently joined True Jesus Church.
但是在这个时候呢，他刚刚受洗进入真耶稣教会。
But no job.
但是没工作哎。
Now at that time, a missionary, a minister from overseas visited the country.
那个时候呢，我们教会呢就派了传道者呢到那个地方去看他们。
We'll travel the whole country within a month.
那么通常呢，传道人会花一个月的时间呢去看一看肯亚各个地方。
So that church brother asked the minister.
那么这个弟兄呢就问了传道了。
Since I have no job.
既然我这个时候没工作。
This month when you are around, I can accompany you.
那么这个时候呢，你来了，这个月呢，我都陪着你。
So I can help you because we cannot move around without a local. So that brother said, I can help you guys.
这个弟兄很热心，就说那这样我带着传道到处去访问，因为呢没有我们的话，恐怕你也很难走了。
So every day, preacher, please pray for me. I also want to look for a job to support my family.
那么他也告诉传道说，传道你也每天为我祷告，因为我也想找一份好的工作，稳定的工作，能够这个生活。
But he decided he want to seek God first.
但是呢，他却在那个月决定说要先寻求神的果。
Do holy work first.
先做神的圣工。
Prayer, emphasize prayer.
那么特别强调要祷告。
God can make a miracle.
因为神会制造奇迹的。
Because the economy was so bad.
因为在那个国家，在那个时候呢，经济非常糟糕。
And I have no connection.
而且我也没有任何关系啊。
How can I get a job?
那么我怎么样找工作呢？
Only by miracle.
只有靠奇迹出现了。
After 1 month.
一个月之后。
The minister, they left Kenya.
当然，那个时候传道者也离开了。
Next time we go back.
下一次他再去的时候，
Wow, the brother drive a car from the airport to pick us up.
那么这个弟兄呢，就开着车呢，到机场接我们了。
Why suddenly get a car?
啊，为什么呢？这个弟兄开始开车了。
Oh, thank God, I found a job.
感谢主啊，我找到一个工作了。
In a big car dealer selling European car.
那么在这个汽车公司呢，卖这个欧洲车。
One year later.
一个年之后。
Change to another good job.
那么他又换到了更好的一个工作。
Drive a big 4x4 Jeep.
那么开了一个吉普车来了。
Because he's working for World Vision. World Vision 啊，就世界宣明会。
他跟那个世界宣明会做了。
Manage a fleet of vehicle.
那么他也就是说所有这些车辆呢都由他一个人来管理。
Wow, thank God. God really opened a way for him.
所以我们可以看到神真的开他的路。
So even though it's an economic downturn,
那么就算在那个国家是一个经济不好的国家，
maybe temporarily we are suffering.
也许短暂时间我们在生活上有一些困难，
but don't lose the faith.
但是不要失去信心哦。
God will provide.
因为神会提供给我们。
But this is to remind us to rely on God even more.
那么这告诉我们我们要更依靠神。
Second point.
第二点。
We should use the heart of thanksgiving to face this crisis.
我们必须用感恩的心呢来面对这样的危机。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
我们请看提摩太前书。
帖
撒罗尼迦前书。
5:16.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节。
16-18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节到十八节，十六节要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Here the Bible tells us what is the will of God.
在这里告诉我们说，从神眼里面来看这件事。
The will of God.
神的旨意。
First, be joyful always.
神的旨意告诉我们要能够常常喜乐。
Pray unceasingly.
而且要不住的祷告。
And be thankful always.
然后再凡事谢恩。
I think this verse is so good. It is a medicine for us in tough time.
这三节其实对我们来说是生活困境上的一个良药。
We have to pray a lot during the tough time.
我们在困境当中就要不住祷告。
Every day rely on God.
每天都要依着祷告来依靠神。
Verse 18 tells us be thankful always.
十八节更告诉我们要凡事谢恩呢。
How to achieve it?
那么怎么样做到凡事谢恩呢？
If we are still having a job,
如果我们今天还是有工作的人，
we should be even more thankful.
我们应该更感谢神。
In the past, maybe we have a lot of complaints about our boss.
在过去呢，也许在工作上，我们也许会埋怨了。
Oh, my boss is no good.
我们常常说，哎呀，我的上司非常不好。
Oh, my colleagues no good.
啊，我的同事又很糟糕。
Then what the environment no good?
那么工作环境又差。
The pay is really little.
而且薪水又烂。
I really want to change my job.
那么我就老是想换工作。
Every day you go home, you go to work, it seems that you are suffering.
每天呢上工作去上班呢，都觉得也是个痛苦事啊。
But now with this crisis,
但今天因为这样的经济危机
，really teach us,
真的教导我们一件事。
If you are having a job, you should be thankful.
如果今天我们还能够上班的话，真的是感谢神。
Don't complain.
不要再抱怨了。
At least you are still having a job.
最少我们今天还有工作可上。
Don't complain this and don't complain that.
不要见这个就抱怨那个，见那个抱怨这个。
Work even harder.
甚至要能够更努力工作。
Show your enthusiasm to the job.
能够把自己的那种工作的热情呢放在工作里。
Wow, so the boss look at you. Wow, even though time is tough, but you look happy. You are trying, so maybe it will keep you.
那么这样的老板看到我们在这样所谓经济危机里面还努力工作的话，那么你就保住饭碗的机会就更大。
Because you're performing well.
因为你表现不错。
You should be thankful.
所以我们应该用感恩的心去做。
Secondly,
第二
，if unfortunately you are being temporarily laid off,
如果很不幸的暂时失去了工作了
，we should also be thankful.
那我们也更要感谢了。
So praise God, I'm laid off.
那么还要感谢神，说我被裁员了。
Hey, preacher, how can you say praise God to be laid off?
也许你会问传道，你怎么这样说啊？
Because we only always say, hey, when you get a job, you praise God. But how can you say praise God when you're laid off?
因为我们感谢神都是因为得到了工作，怎么被裁员也感谢神
呢？ How can you thank God when you're laid off?
那么我们被裁员为什么要感谢神？
Yes, you have to thank God when you're laid off.
是的，裁员的时候也要感谢神。
Why?
为什么？
First, you have to thank God you are in Canada.
首先，我们要感谢神，我们是住在加拿大。
You were laid off, you have EI.
那么我们被裁员之后呢，我们有保险金的。
Isn't it?
不是这样吗？
Of course, unless you didn't file tax.
那么当然，如果你没有缴过税的话，就不一样了。
But of course, if you file tax.
如果过去我们工作的薪水
Canada,
没有缴过税，在加拿大呢？
You lay off temporarily, government will support you.
如果你暂时被裁员的话呢，政府至少还可以保住你。
If you are in another country.
如果今天我们住在不一样的国家
or a developing country or a poor nation.
啊，或是一个发展中，或是一个贫穷的国家
if you're laid off,
如果你被裁员了
you're on your own.
那么裁员就是裁员了，你根本就是自己吃自己。
Nobody will support you.
没有人会帮你的。
You go everywhere begging for food or knocking door for money.
那么也许你到到处公司行号去敲门找份工作或拿个钱了。
So thank God I'm in Canada.
所以今天我们要感谢神，就算我们被裁员，我们还住在加拿大。
I still got a period of time I can manage.
至少给我一段时间呢，我能够想想下一步该怎么做。
Secondly,
第二个
thank God.
我们还要感谢神的。
I'm laid off.
我被裁员。
at least I have some saving or still have a house to live or something to go on, keep myself going.
那么至少被裁员的时候呢, 我还可以, 房子可以住, 生活还可以过得去, 我可以想想下一步。
Isn't it? I'm still a lot of luckier than most of the people in the whole world.
换句话说, 就算我被裁员了, 今天我放眼望去, 我还是比很多人都很好的。
I will not die because I don't have the job today.
不会因为我今天被裁员, 明天就已经饿死了。
I'm still a lucky one.
我觉得自己还是很幸运的了。
Thirdly,
第三个,
you think about that.
如果我们想想这个,
you lay off now, but maybe God is preparing you another better job.
今天我们被裁员, 也许下一步神为我们预备了更好的工作等我们,
better than the previous one.
也许比我们之前的工作更好了,
because God loves you.
因为神爱我们,
if you rely on Him,
如果我们全心全意依靠他,
if you have faith on Him,
如果我们对神有信心,
you lose this job, but another good one is waiting for you.
就算没了这个工作, 有一个更好的等我们了,
God will prepare.
因为神会预备,
so that you'll be joyful.
所以我们会有喜乐,
you'll put yourself first in God's eyes.
所以我们会把神放在我们生活第一位,
so we have to be thankful.
所以今天我们为什么说凡事谢恩,
you have job or you have no job,
不然是有工作或是没工作了,
you also have to thank God.
都是要凡事感谢神。
If you lose money in investment,
今天如果我们在投资上失利了,
you also have to thank God.
我们还是要感谢神。
Hey, preacher, how can you say this? Lose money in stock market or house, how can I thank God?
我们又会问了, 传道你怎么这么说了, 我都已经没钱, 我都已经这个失利了, 为什么你还要说感谢神?
You still have to thank God.
我们还是要感谢的。
Why?
为什么?
Because you have money to lose.
因为今天我们是有钱能够赔得上去的。
There are so many people in the whole world cannot even have any money to invest.
有的人很, 世界上很多人是赔不起的。
Most people in the whole world are so poor, they earn today's money only fit their mouth, nothing left.
今天世界上还有很多人就是每一天靠着一点钱生活的,根本赔不起的。
If we lose money in investment, that means you still have money.
今天我们在投资上面赔了钱, 表示说我们还有多余的钱可以赔得起。
Still thank God.
我还是要感谢神。
So, if our heart is thankful to God,
真的是要说我们要凡事谢恩了。
The third advice.
第三点,
we should readjust the direction of our life.
我们必须要调整我们生活的方向了。
During the economic good times,
当经济发展蓬勃的时候,
in the society,
在社会里面呢, 在世界上呢,
where did people get happiness?
我们看看世界上的人在有钱的时候, 到哪里去寻乐啊?
They gain happiness by spending.
那么他们得到这样的快乐, 就是因为花钱花得很舒服。
Why people in the society now is not happy?
为什么今天的社会我们看到很多人愁眉苦脸?
Because there's no money to spend.
因为他们没钱花了。
To buy luxurious, unnecessary items.
比如说要买一些不需要但是很奢华的东西。
But, as a Christian,
但是身为基督徒的呢?
When they're facing this crisis,
当我们面对这样的金融危机的时候,
we need to think about this.
我们必须要回头想一想。
In the past, where did I get my happiness?
在过去有钱的时候, 或是 这个经济好的时候, 我到哪里去找这些快乐?
If, of course, material can bring some happiness to us.
当然物质中可以找到一些快乐。
But if all of my happiness are from material,
但是如果我所谓的快乐都是从物质而来,
then I'm not truly happy.
那么我们这个快乐不是真快乐哦。
I want something more lasting.
那么我们想要追求的应该是永远的喜乐才对。
I want joy, not only happiness.
我希望的不是只有快乐而已, 而是一种喜乐。
So, how can we have joy?
那么今天我们谈喜乐, 怎么得到呢?
If you have no money to spend,
如果我们今天没钱花了,
no extra money to buy luxurious items,
没有多余的钱去买奢华品了,
but how can I be joyful?
那么我们如何得到生活上真喜乐?
First,
首先,
help other people.
能够就是帮助别人。
The happiness comes from helping others.
因为呢, 这样的喜乐是借由帮助 别人而来,
help brother and sister in the church.
帮助弟兄姐妹,
do more holy work.
做更多的圣工,
or volunteer outside.
或是做所谓的其他的义工,
happiness.
那么这样的喜乐呢, 就很快乐了。
Secondly,
第二个,
happiness from the family.
那么这样的喜乐要从家人而来。
If a family, within a family, the relationship is good.
如果在家里面每一个关系都很好的话,
even though economically is tough, temporarily,
就算我们在经济在生活上有些困难, 困苦,
a family will help each other.
但是在这个时候, 家人会更加的团结, 互相帮忙。
So try to build the family in this tough time.
也就是在这个时候, 所谓的危机当中呢, 能够把家重新建立起来。
Husband and wife.
夫妻之间。
Now we are facing tension and stress.
也许我们看到生活这么困难, 也许这个紧张情绪就, 情绪就越高。
Pray together more often.
那我们要利用这个时间, 能够多祷告。
Talk to each other more.
能够多交通啊。
So build up the family.
能够这个时候能够建立起家庭。
Lastly, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
最后我们看箴言23章。
Proverbs 23.
箴言的第二十三章。
Verse 4.
箴言的第二十三章第四节。
To 5.
四到五节，箴言二十三章第四节，不要劳碌求富，修障自己的聪明。第五节，你岂要定睛在无虚的钱财上吗？虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
Here the Bible tells us.
这里告诉我们了。
Don't fix your eyes on the vanishing wealth.
这里告诉我们，不要定睛在虚无的钱财上。
Because wealth will spring forth wings and just like fly away like an eagle.
这边说到钱财会长翅膀，像鹰向天飞去啊。
Yes, we need money to survive.
是的，我们需要这样的钱财来生活。
But our hope shall not be on the money.
但是我们的希望不可以唯一建立在钱财上。
Why?
为什么？
Because the money will fly away.
因为这里告诉我们，钱会长翅膀飞走的。
Definitely, this is not maybe having a wing, but must be 100% will spring forth wings and fly away like eagles.
圣经这里告诉我们，不是说可能哦，是一定会长翅膀飞走哦。
First Timothy.
我们请看提摩太前书。
Last verse. First Timothy 6:17.
提摩太前书第六章第十七节。
6:17.
提摩太前书第六章第十七节，十七节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。
18.
十八节，又要嘱咐他们行善，好在好事上富足。甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Verse 17 and 18, Paul told Timothy to encourage the church.
十七节、十八节，在这边保罗提醒提摩太要鼓励教会这么说。
First,
首先
，Don't be arrogant.
不要自高。
Don't think, oh, I have so much wealth.
不要说我有多么好、多么大的钱财。
Everything you have is God given you.
每一样我们所有的都是神给我们的。
Nothing to boast.
没有什么好自夸的。
Secondly, don't rely on those wealth.
第二，不要靠那些钱财。
Because those things will fly away.
因为那些钱财，刚我们读过的会飞走的。
Rely on God.
要能够依靠神。
He is the one who give you everything.
因为他是赐百物给我们的。
Thirdly.
第三。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Do more good.
而且要行善。
Especially with our monies.
特别是要用我们的钱去行善。
Last week I was in some other places.
上个礼拜我在其他地方。
Discuss with the members.
因为
discuss with some members.
跟其他弟兄姐妹谈话的时候。
Everybody lost so much money.
每个人都说，哎呀，真的是最近真的是失血啊。
They come to a conclusion.
那么来了个结论呢？
If I knew this,
如果我知道这样的话。
If I knew the money was lost in this way.
如果我知道这笔钱是因为这样子就丢了了。
I should have offered more to the church.
那么我应该把这笔钱转向呢，去奉献才对，奉献给教会。
Build a chapel.
那么甚至把这些钱呢，能够建个会堂也好。
Isn't it?
不就这样吗
？Money, you can never keep it.
因为钱你永远留不住啊。
You keep it, it'll disappear.
因为你留得住，却一下就不见了。
You can only spend it.
你只能花掉它。
Or you vaporize it.
要不然就蒸发了。
Isn't it? You never keep the money.
不就是这样吗？钱是留不住的。
First, you use it yourself, but you cannot eat too much.
首先你会想说自己用，但是我们也吃不了太多。
Every day you can eat how many meals?
那么每一天能够吃几餐呢？
Not so much.
吃不了太多的。
But the money lost.
但是也因为这样钱会蒸发哦。
The regret. If I knew this, how about I over the money to do something more important?
所以大家的结论就是说，如果是这么样的失血的话，那么早知道我把这笔钱去做更好的事情。
Build a chapel. The chapel is always there.
那么甚至我可以因为这样来奉献给教会，建个会堂，因为会堂总是存在的嘛。
The chapel will not disappear after the stock market plummet, right?
就算金融再不好，会堂还是存在。
Offer the money to the church, do good works, and you have accounts in heaven.
那么把钱奉献给教会，我们在天就有我们自己的户头了。
If I knew this,
如果我知道这样的话
，I tell them, don't worry, you still have chance.
告诉他说不用担心，下回有机会。
We still living,
因为我们还活着啊。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗。
152
首。